Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. As he does every Wednesday morning, Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry joins me now for a conversation about the latest in state news and politics. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, this week a man shot and killed more than 50 people from his hotel window in Las Vegas. Detroit City Councilwoman Janae Ayers has since suggested the idea of banning rifles in hotels that face large public spaces. Governor Snyder said this week that the shooting was a reminder of the importance of being vigilant at the large venues here in Michigan, for example, the various football fields. You've said in the past that major changes to gun laws are all but impossible in our current political climate. Any change to your thinking after this latest incident?
None whatsoever. Our politicians are in the grip of the gun lobby, principally the National Rifle Association, and they're not even willing to have better background checks or better registration. And it is a very frustrating thing and sort of thwarts the will of the people.
Jack, Michigan's term limits for state legislators are the toughest in the country. The Detroit News reported this week that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is considering making a push for a constitutional amendment to loosen them. What are some of the arguments for making that change?
Well, the legislature has become extremely powerless because of our term limits, which specify you can only serve in the House 6 years and then you're banned for life, or in the Senate 8 years and you're banned for life. The only people who know what's going on are the special interest and the lobbyists, and they tell the new legislators what to do and how to vote. Other states, Ohio, for example, has term limits, but all it means is they have to sit out a term every so often, and then they can come back, and so you have some institutional memory. But the special interests are so entrenched, they like being able to prevent the legislators from having enough knowledge or autonomy or building enough connections to really function independently, they will fight tooth and nail against it. I've always felt you shouldn't mess around with trying to play with the terms. You need to just get rid of term limits.
Jack, the Detroit Lions are 3-1 and in a tie for first place in their division. That might be news in and of itself, but a proposal for new Michigan license plates that would benefit the charitable foundations that the state's pro teams run is on hold. MLive reports that State Representative Tristan Cole will not bring the plates up for a vote in a committee that he chairs because of protests by some Lions and other NFL players who have been taking a knee during the national anthem. What is Cole's line of thinking here?
He's trying to make cheap political points with his extremely right-wing base and to show his bona fides as someone who opposes the protests that these African-American athletes are doing. I kind of think we've really got out of whack with specialty license plates. I think any revenue should go to the state of Michigan, and Governor Snyder sensibly vetoed one that was sort of an anti-abortion license plate with the money to go to the anti-abortion folks. I think maybe license plates should just be license plates.
It's count day in Michigan, Jack. That means schools are pulling out all the stops to try to get kids to school today because the attendance today and on one other day in the new year will determine the way school funding is distributed. Why not just count a few more days to get a little more data to work with?
Well, actually, they do, Doug. If a student isn't there today and he shows up or she shows up sometime within the next 10 school days, they get counted. You've got to pick a day. It's like the census. We pick one census day, and if you were born on April 2nd, 2010, you don't exist for purposes of the census until the 2020 census. But you got to pick a day, and they pick this day, and because...
Well, you could do more. You could do a week or a month. It's not like they don't take attendance every day.
Well, they do. What I'm saying is that if you don't show up today, but you show up in the next 10 days, you're added to the count. And this count is so important now, since ever since Proposal A, school districts get funded based on how many kids they have. And, of course, this has been a desperate problem in Detroit, which has gone from about 175,000 students at the turn of the century to 40-some thousand today. And so everybody's crossing their fingers and hoping that finally the count has ticked up a little bit in the city of Detroit.
Well, Jack, I can keep count of our senior news analysts because there's only one. It's you. That's Jack Lessenberry. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45. Jack, thanks a lot.
I'll try not to be down for the count.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.